I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Outdoors After Dark columnist Bob Dreisline, who also happens to be my dad, wrote a column recently explaining that the planet Saturn will be at, quote, opposition on September 8th. Why is this significant to stargazers? I'll tell you why when we return, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Bob Dreisline, in his Outdoors After Dark column in Outdoor News, writes that the planet Saturn will be in opposition to the Earth on Sunday, September 8th. Opposition happens when one of the five planets with orbits outside that of the Earth align with the Earth and the Sun. At opposition, Saturn will be closer to Earth than at any other time of the year. It may also appear brighter and be more visible throughout the night. Where will this all take place in the night sky? Well, Saturn will rise above the southeast horizon opposite the setting sun on Sunday, September 8th. At midnight, it will be high and almost due south in the sky, with the star Fomalhaut directly underneath, about halfway to the horizon. Viewing Saturn's rings will be a challenge because they are oriented edge-on this year and are so thin they'll be difficult to see, even with a small telescope. But be patient. NASA says they'll be at maximum tilt and visible again in 2032. So look for Saturn in the night sky this Sunday, September 8th. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.